This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group stations here in Tampa, Florida. And we are a nationally syndicated radio show heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. Many of our Salem Media Group affiliate stations are on board with us, as well as leading independents. And I can't tell you who they all are because they're coming in droves, but we are now heard on 145 affiliate radio stations across the country. We're also heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. And thank you for your service to America, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the security officers, as well as those construction workers working the job sites, and our over-the-counter convenience store clerks, and our truck stop waitresses, too, bringing that coffee to the drivers out there. Thank you very much for what you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo to register for the free Gun A Day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCove.com. Good morning, good morning. I want to kind of finish what we said before the top of the hour when we did our little tease. Now, one of the companies, one of the alternatives, the technology that they're pushing, the Democrats are pushing to the actual wall, is something that was tried in India and Pakistan along the border. There's a company called Quanergy Solutions, and they just recently went through a revamp, a $2 billion financial package to line them up. They're going to be an IPO, apparently, very shortly. A lot of people are getting ready to jump on the bandwagon and invest in that company. So what else do we need to know about them or anybody else that's in the mix?
Well, I wrote about them.
Yep.
What, a week or so ago. But yep. what is particularly interesting is that Silicon Valley has taken a pretty robust stand with providing technology, advanced technology, to secure the border. And mm-hmm. that certainly has come to the attention of Pelosi and Feinstein. So I think that's, you know, I would say, that, you know, weird things happen in committee, and lawmakers stand, the Democrat lawmakers, especially the Pelosi's and the Feinstein's, if they've invested in those companies, then they stand to pass them on some government contracts such that it would provide some technology for the southern border. So I have a feeling, my gut just tells me, that's how this whole thing is playing out. That's what Nancy's protecting. You know, if you build a concrete wall, then they don't need Silicon Valley.
Okay. Now let's move on to Venezuela, because yesterday we have a gal that works here at the radio station. Her name's Yvette. She's on our Latino station, Radio Luz, AM 760. And her father was on the streets of Caracas yesterday. He's not young. He's probably in his middle to late 60s. And he was out there taking pictures with his phone, showing all the people that were on the streets of Caracas, and it was tens of thousands by the looks of it, and the police were marching along, and everybody was happy-dappy, and they were participating in what was going on. I'm just thinking to myself, when is Maduro, who, by the way, China stepped in and said they don't appreciate this guy, along with some other Latin American countries, including the U.S. and China and Canada. When is Maduro going to step in and squash all this? Don't you know that's coming?
Well, he's been boxed into a corner. He's officially terminated diplomatic relations with the United States, which is kind of a joke because I'm not sure that we ever had any diplomatic relations with him.
I don't think so.
Now, we may have had it with some other good guys within the government.
I take that back. Obama did. I remember that now.
In fact, there were processes. But he gave 72 hours for our diplomats to leave the country.
Right.
Pompeo came out and said, no, we don't recognize him as having the authority to shut off diplomatic relations. So our diplomatic staff is not leaving. Now, that could be some interesting conditions here. But what is particularly fascinating is that China pretty much owns, has first right refusal on oil in Venezuela. And what they don't, then Russia does. Now, let's go back to Citgo, shall we?
Yeah.
Just as a matter of remembering. But the Organization of American States, which are the countries in Latin America, have stood, they made a declaration on January the 10th that they're standing with the United States and Canada, that they are not recognizing the legitimacy of the Maduro new term.
Right.
So this, he's clearly boxed into a corner. Will he leave the country? Maybe. He may be, I have a feeling he just may. But
where would he go? Cuba?
Well, he could go to Cuba. He could go to Russia. We don't know.
Yeah, Russia's being quiet. Go ahead.
Yeah. Remember, too, his vice president.
Mm-hmm.
His vice president is a drug dealer. He's Syrian.
Yeah.
So this is a very interesting condition. But I would say that those Venezuelans that are protesting, God bless them, because they're not bailing out like the other 3 million Venezuelans that have. They're standing there to protect their country. But 3 million Venezuelans have left the country, causing huge burdens on the other countries in Latin America. So,
right.
Really, for the United States to take this stand, I'm happy for it, and it was long overdue. This new guy was actually educated at Georgetown University, too.
Okay. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, Maduro's got to go. How he goes is another question. All right. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And welcome back to my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for both criminal and criminal defense, as well as an extensive list and ways to further train yourself in the safe use of firearms and understand what it's all about. You can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education and legal protection on your side. Now, go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Click on that big USCCA logo that's right there to find out more about the free gun a day giveaway that you can sign up for, because a little window will drop down and there's an entry form to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. And then, should you decide to join and become a member of the USCCA, you will get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat, including the award-winning magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, that has all types of savings in it and recommendations, and it's a fantastic magazine for anyone who wants to find out more about guns and the safe use of them. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we unfortunately had a young soldier identified that was killed in Afghanistan. You had the name and the rank of the individual there, I believe, correct?
Yeah, Staff Sergeant Joshua Beal of Carrollton, Virginia. He died on the 22nd from combat operations. He was assigned to the 1st Battalion, 3rd Special Forces Group Airborne out of Fort Bragg.
Yeah, yeah. I know the units. I know the units. Very, very unfortunate when we lose one of our own. By the way, we have one of the Mountain Beach wounded soldiers in Germany fighting for his life right now. So our thoughts and prayers go with him and his family and his unit, because that affects everybody. Now, I want to talk about the Navy and some things that are going on, but before I do, it took 4 years for the Army to finally start fielding the much-hyped Joint Light Tactical Vehicles. Now, those are the ones that take basically a squad of soldiers around, and they're basic equipment. They're all-terrain vehicles, and it took 4 days to destroy the first one somewhere, and it wasn't even overseas. It was here somewhere on maneuvers in the United States, and apparently, I don't know how it happened, but it apparently went down the edge of a cliff and got destroyed. But, oh, well, it's only worth a few hundred thousand or whatever dollars, right?
I suppose.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the Navy, because starting with the Black Sea, the USS Donald Cook destroyer arrived for a port visit in the Black City nation of Georgia as Russia is monitoring the ship's movements at a time that there's heightened tensions in the region. But just to add insult to injury, let's bring the Chinese into the mix. They have officially protested the U.S. and British warships that are conducting joint maneuvers in the South China Sea this month in what they call a sign of high intensity, whatever that means.
Yeah, aggression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, China wants to control the South China Sea, and we're saying no, no, no. And that's why I think these trade talks are so fascinating. First of all, we have the Davos conference going on, and two people that are missing, clearly missing from Davos, is Trump and President Xi. So a lot of the other leaders and business leaders that are at Davos are talking about the fact that the two people that, you know, seem to kind of run the world outside of Putin are not even at Davos. Sandberg from Facebook, she's there, and she's saying, you know, she's kind of apologizing to the world for, you know, the misguided moves that Facebook has made. And then another interesting thing here is that Microsoft, their search engine is known as Bing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, China cut it off, so you can't use Bing in China. So if you think things are going swimmingly when it comes to China, that's hardly the case. So if you think we're going to end up with some kind of a trade deal anytime soon, it just is not going to happen with China. So we don't know where all this is necessarily going to lead, although I will say that China has also made the declaration that they will be the top country when it comes to high-tech and cyber technology. Now, that's another big problem that we're going to be facing here. In fact, Coates, who is the defense, what is it?
DNI. Yeah.
Yeah, he's come out and said they are virtually the top threat here, meaning China, to the United States and to, you know, Western friends.
Wait a minute, it's DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, sorry.
No, he's DNI.
Oh, okay. Well, there's another one, DIA. I was thinking of that, too. All right, continue.
And so it would be really a lot of fun to see how these talks are, to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
When we have these talks going on with China, and the fact that they're stealing technology, and the technology that they've already stolen has actually advanced their position and in the world when it comes to cyber. And I think that's something that all of us need to necessarily pay attention to. The other thing is that what China is doing to other countries, least of which is Venezuela.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I got a question for you. We know that Russia and China are very active in the northern Arctic regions. They're trying to do different things there as different.
And space.
Yeah, and space. But all of a sudden comes this back page story that I found just about 30 seconds ago. It's entitled, "As Russia and China Encroach, Airmen Work to Expand Comms Network in Antarctica." Now, they've created an expanded communications network down there, the United States Air Force, and all of a sudden Russia and China are starting to maintain a little heavier presence in Antarctica, which is the South Arctic, which they hadn't really been in before.
Well, Russia's been there, clearly, to the point where we were so far behind that we were making clarion calls at least 2 to 3 years ago. I've written about the Arctic a couple of times, and it just doesn't seem that anybody really wants to pay any kind of attention to what's going on in the Arctic. But I don't know what, I can't speak to what China encroachment is in the Arctic, but I know that Russia is they've got bases there, they keep ships there, they've got communications there, and we're way behind the eight ball.
Well, isn't the big attraction up there oil?
Yep.
And I wonder if they found some in south in the Antarctic too that they're thinking about.
I can't speak to that one. I haven't done
me neither, because I haven't heard about anything. And you know, the Antarctic is you think it's cold up north, it's just as cold, if not colder, down there at the other end of the pole. But it is definitely something that we got to keep our eyes and ears on, if you will. I heard a story about Libya, and I heard that very quietly, not necessarily under the radar, the United States and Libya and France and Britain are involved in revamping, if you will, training of the Libyan forces there to go after some of these, for lack of better words, warlords that are still there in the Benghazi area that are calling the shots over there.
And Tripoli.
Right.
Remember, we still have a provisional government there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Still a situation that has just clearly not been resolved.
Right. And it will be there for a while, too, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, one last little thing. You got your MAGA hat ready?
No.
You think people should be judged by a hat they wear without knowing the person to begin with?
Well, according to the left, they should,
Yep. But I'm going to go back to Martin Luther King, whose birthday they celebrated on Monday. Quote, Dr. Martin Luther King said, "Judge others by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin." And in this case, we'll just interject the word MAGA caps.
Okay.
Because, unfortunately, we still have the media trying to do a hatchet job on these kids. And it's just not true, some of the stuff they're saying.
And they don't care.
Nope. They don't. So what are you writing about today?
I don't know. It might be China.
Okay. All right, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yep, thanks.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Sign up for all the great stuff she writes about. And you'll know what she knows when we know it. How's that? All right, well, I'm coming right back with our next military, Veterans News and Military Report. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's agreeing with Nancy Pelosi and he's putting off his State of the Union address until after the shutdown is over. Earlier, the president was upset because Pelosi denied him access to the House for the address.
I think that's a great blotch on the incredible country that we all love.
GOP lawmakers were offering the president a number of alternatives to deliver the address after House Speaker Pelosi disinvited him from giving the speech on the House floor. White House aides were considering holding the address in the Oval Office or on the southern border, but none of the options were acceptable. The president wrote that he's not looking for an alternative location because there's no venue that can compete with the history, tradition, and importance of the House chamber. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo will be in the next hour, bottom of the hour, hour number four of the program from National Aviation Academy. We've already got a couple questions for him from some people that have been listening to us tonight. And we will be talking to him about the upcoming open house they're having, as well as what you can have happen to you should you become a student and get certified as an aviation maintenance tech. Meantime, here's more about them right here.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, because I know a lot of you out there are working in jobs that maybe you're just putting in the time, so to speak, and you're looking for something better to do. Well, if you are a veteran and you are a post 911 veteran in particular, more than likely you've got benefits, GI benefits, especially when it comes to your education and schooling that you haven't used. Now, if that's the case, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, because it's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston, and the other's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, a job that is very much in demand these days. Now, the average NAA graduate, before they even graduate to get the certificate put in their hand, they already have a job opportunity that's been handed to them, sometimes more than one to pick from. But here's the deal. $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year? That sound pretty good to you to start out day one? Well, that's where it's at, depending on who you go to work for. Now, if you decide to go to work for a government contractor to work overseas, let's say you go to Saudi, let's say you go to Kuwait, maybe you go to Jordan, maybe you go to Iraq, maybe you go to Afghanistan or one of the stands where we have military installations, or maybe you go to South Korea. Well, the first $50,000 of a six-figure salary is forgiven. You don't pay taxes on it. Think about that for a second. And what you can do with that. And I've had friends that have gone over and worked for the government for a year or two or three and come back specifically with plenty of money to either start a business or buy a house or do whatever needs to be done. So think about that for a second. Check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and schedule a tour at one of their facilities by calling them at 800-659-2080. Again, that number, 800-659-2080. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you the white gloves tour, I guarantee you. The number again for the National Aviation Academy, 800-659-2080. Give them a call today. What do you got to lose? Nothing. Got all to gain. Now, I told you, about the gunny, my favorite gunny, Arlie Ermey. Had the opportunity to meet him, to interview him. Was at a number of places where he came around and did personal appearances, and a heck of a guy. He's best known probably for his acting role as Gunnery Sergeant Hartman in the legendary 1987 Marine film Full Metal Jacket. Now, he died on April the 15th, 2018 in his home state of California from complications with pneumonia. He was just buried with full military honors at Arlington Cemetery, which is a great resting place for the gunny. And he won't be forgotten. Never will be. Now, I was honored to be on his website as one of the radio shows that he advised people to listen to. And, again, I had kind of a little special relationship with the man. And I really appreciated the fact that he appreciated me. Because of the service of my son, who he'd never met, who was a Marine. He said, "We're all Marines. You're part of the family." Okay, fine, even though I was Army. Now, the lawyer for an American man being held in Moscow on suspicion of spying said that his client was given a flash drive containing Russian state secrets before he was arrested, but did not know he had them and had not looked at them, leading to the discussion about the fact that this guy was set up. Why? Well, we've got a Russian spy or two over here in our prisons right now, don't we? Believe we do. By the way, the Department of Defense, in conjunction with the National Guard, has drafted a plan to allow for better coordination and information sharing to states in the event of a cyber emergency. So the National Guard may, in fact, be able to help solve some of the state's cyber problems as they're training more and more National Guardsmen in cyber warfare. Now, the Coast Guard is finding out that there's numerous aid societies stepping up to help their retirees, reserve, and Coast Guard regular duty folks affected by the shutdown. And as some military retirees and the National Guard and Reserve members who are federal employees go unpaid for the fifth or sixth week, it's as a result of the partial government shutdown, not to mention the entire U.S. Coast Guard, which has not been paid since January, I believe it was 1st, but they did get that check on the 8th, I think, is when they got that. And military aid societies are stepping up to help ease their financial burdens. Now, there are a number of credit unions, USAA being one of the service banks for the military, who is stepping up to the plate and saying, okay, look, we can give you a 60 or 90-day short-term note, and the interest is fairly cheap, fairly reasonable. We'll give you up to X amount of dollars based on your good credit. And that's helping out folks. And I'm telling you about it right now because in case you didn't know, now you do know. And in addition, the VFW was stepping up with some of their organizations, as well as the American Legion. While the money lasted, they were giving grants. Don't know what the grants were. I think it was in $100 increments to help families out so they could have food on the table and whatnot, but people that weren't getting paid. So that's all good, and I'm glad to be able to report that to you. By the way, did you hear about the Pentagon? They've long been looking for a way out from under its tradition of massive multi-year, multi-billion-dollar projects. Well, with the rapid pace of technological development, military leaders have sought tools and strategies for more rapid acquisitions. How about an Air Force radio that can run for a week in the sun on solar power? How about that? Now, it's also conducive to some of these weather radios that you've seen. I think of the Red Cross. I think of police. I think of the old Radio Shack stores when they had those things where they'd crank them up. Or they had the solar panel on them that would charge the radio until you ran out of juice, and then you'd have to either crank the thing up or stick it back in the sun again or leave it in the sun, however the case might happen to be. But there you go. So they're up to some really good stuff there. And hopefully all that'll work. Now, the VA appeals process, ladies and gentlemen, is about to see a dramatic changeover next month, as veterans who have been rejected for disability benefits will have a new slate of appeals options starting next month, when federal officials will put in place an overhaul of the review process with hopes of dramatically cutting down on wait times for the complicated cases. Anybody that's been tied up in a case where you've had a challenge to try to get your benefits for whatever the reason was, understands exactly what I'm talking about. Well, maybe that will help. Maybe that will help. Certainly hope so. And also, U.S. intelligence is warning of more diverse threats with Russia, with China, modernizing their military. Cyber is just part of it. There's a major intelligence report that was released to the military about Russia's efforts to expand its influence and China's modernizing military with their ever more diverse threats. I just got done talking with Denise Simon about them being down in the Antarctic, a place where they really haven't been all that much, but now all of a sudden both China and Russia are trying to make a domain of sorts down there in that area. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the economical things going on with our buddy Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I will be coming right back. And good morning, George.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends over at DR Mold Solutions. Now, I bought an older home back in 2010 when I moved out of Lakewood Ranch and moved up to the Gateway section of St. Petersburg. And I remodeled the place. I had a lot of work done on it. And when they were going in to re-insulate the walls and whatnot, we found some mold. Now, that's where I found out about DR Mold Solutions and what they do. Because mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch of other stuff, too. None of which you want. So I found out about their EPA and FDA approved method to kill mold in your home or office. Now, they did what they did to my place back in 2010, and guess what? I've been mold free ever since. Don't put your family at risk. Give DR Mold Solutions a call at 727-692-9622. They will travel anywhere in the state of Florida. And by the way, DR Mold Solutions can help you to have a healthy environment. Give them a call today at 727-692-9622 and ask them about their New Year's special. Tell them you heard it here on the Captain's America Third Watch. DR Mold Solutions, where we kill mold. Now, joining us on the line, we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What would you say if I told you somebody bought a house for, $238 million, and his name was Citadel LLC founder Ken Griffin? Would that surprise you?
Yeah, I know. No, I know all of these guys. This guy collects big homes all over the country. He's got some major pads. This is a Central Park South house. I think that's where it's located.
A penthouse? Is it a penthouse?
Yeah. It's like 25,000 square feet. Four floors there. It's no joke. That's for sure.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, these guys, they make money and they do what they do with them, and I don't really care. We've got probably the best health care in the world. Would that be a fair assumption?
Oh, I think in many respects, I think the health care here in the United States is fantastic, without a doubt. Our system, on the other hand, and how we go about paying for it, and health insurance, not so much.
Yeah, and of course, I think we're going to hear the president, when he finally does give the State of the Union message, which is apparently now is going to be after the shutdown is over with, when he gives the speech, the State of the Union speech in front of the joint session of Congress. I believe he's going to address health care in a much bigger way because, again, they still got to do something, whatever the something is.
Well, Matt, what is he going to address? Republicans failed. And you now have greater than 50% of the population wanting Medicare for all. So, I mean, I've been talking about this on my radio show. I mean, there's certain realities out there. Republicans, honestly, they're going to go right along. If they see the poll numbers, they're not going to go against the poll numbers, even though they should, try to be advocating, try to be teaching, trying to do what's right. I believe that people's taxes are going to be going up within the next several years, probably on payroll taxes. They're going to find some way to get you, and they're going to push for a Medicare for all, which was the original plan. You know, I hate to be, the guy who brings reality to everyone. I know Donald Trump likes to come out and said he's done more as a president over the first couple years than any other president. I'm sorry. You didn't do more than Barack Obama. Instilling Obamacare, even though it's a disaster, it doesn't work, is more than anything that Donald Trump would have done. He fundamentally changed the country. And you had the House, you had the Senate, you had the presidency, and you couldn't even do repeal and replace. So now we're going to be dealing with a situation where government is going to be taking over health care. People want it now. And when you actually talk about, the poll numbers go as high as 70-something percent when people are told that, gee whiz, I'm going to get all the health care I want. Now, the numbers get worse when people say that their taxes are going up, but that's an easy fix. You just tell everyone that you're just going to tax rich people more.
Yeah, and that never works that way, does it? It never works that way.
Oh, yeah, it never, and this is just the reality of our situation, people demanding more and more stuff. Like I said, you want your Obama phone, you want your this, you want your that, everybody wants their free health care.
Wait a minute, hold it.
I got Obama phone!
There you go.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, I wish I could say something else, but you don't have the leadership from the Republican Party that wants to do anything differently. They'll go right along.
Well, this Venezuela thing, is that going to affect our economy adversely?
No. What are they buying from us?
Well, not much, but of course, obviously, at one time we did a lot of business with Venezuela, and they shipped a lot of oil here.
We buy a lot of their oil, but we still do. We still take in oil from
And Citgo is still Venezuela, right?
Yes, yes. Listen, we could put Venezuela pretty much out of business if we wanted to. We could freeze their assets in the banking system, can cut off all the oil imports from Venezuela, but we haven't done that. So I'm curious to see what's going on here. I take a little bit of issue with the United States. Again, we're just talking right now and saying, you know, we support this leader over that leader, and this one is a dictator. Well, you know, we also support a lot of dictators around the globe. You know, the Saudis, they're in essence dictators. It's an autocratic regime, and we support them as well. I think the United States is always better leading by example. The people in Venezuela need to rise up and replace Maduro. They are the ones that went down the socialist path. They're the ones that decided on Chavez and went in this direction. And you know what? They're paying the price. I mean, you got, it's time to pay the piper. I mean, decisions are decisions. The same decisions that we're making now in this country, maybe we'll wake up and recognize where it's going to take us down the road. Because, you know, everybody keeps demanding all of this free stuff and all of this socialist nonsense. It has to be paid for. And, you know, Venezuela is a classic example, one of the wealthiest countries in the Western Hemisphere that destroyed itself.
Mm. Okay. And I might add to you that, you know, we're just going to find out, because it looks like as if some of the Latin American countries are there's a big push afoot to get Maduro out. Of course, our vice president yesterday issued a statement from the president and said, guess what, here we go. You know, and talked about recognizing the Speaker of the Assembly, who was the candidate who they are now calling the duly elected leader of Venezuela.
Yeah, and again, our diplomats were ordered to be sent home, and they're not.
I didn't know we had any diplomats there, but you're right. Our diplomats are not leaving because they do not recognize Maduro.
Yeah. So they're staying there now, which is obviously going to be, you know, you took a note, could be a major international incident.
We think we'll have an Iran. You think we'll have an Iran deal out of this? Remember what they did in Iran?
1970s. I don't know if that's the case. Well, that was a takeover of an embassy. They weren't ordered out at that point in time. They just came and they overran the thing. I don't know. I mean, these guys were ordered out. I don't know what Maduro's going to do. If he decides to come in and take it that far, again, that would be a major international incident.
Yeah, and I think that could lead to us going in there with our special forces and removing Maduro.
Oh boy,
would happen there.
Yeah, that's something we don't want to get involved in.
No, we don't. But I mean, that's, you know, if you go in and you do something to our folks, you know, we've been known to do tit for tat a lot in the military.
Yeah.
I know the military's got forces in the vicinity. I won't say that I know they're in country, but they're in the vicinity doing some training right now of some people that would be ready to engage in the event they were needed to.
Yeah. Well, I hope that the situation diffuses itself. The last thing we do is need to be getting involved in another international conflict.
All right. What are you talking about today on your show?
We're definitely going to be touching on this. I touched on it yesterday as well, and the ramifications of the way things can go and how it's, you know, a little bit of brinkmanship right now. Also talking a little bit about the Medicare for All and the fact that I did speak about that yesterday, but the continued push by the left on this and the fact that the American people want it.
Okay, I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bad company.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, we've got some severe thunderstorm warnings popping up in Pinellas County, in Pasco County. And do I think Trump is caving in by postponing State of the Union? No, I don't. I know he's got something. There's an alternative reason going on here, and it may have something to do with the decision and the money they're going to get for the border, even though the $5.7 billion they've offered now is more for general border security and a virtual wall of some sorts, which we explained what that's all about and how that's developing. So I'll be back with more, and Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook will be with us top of the next hour, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to broadcast Hour 4 coming up.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.